Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. I am the intellectual Nubian Mancares, and this is a special Sunday evening State of Mentel radio broadcast. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about laws of physics, science, real science, the real laws of physics, the three-dimensional state, mechanics, mathematics, and the mechanism or the mechanical state. What's that? Magnetism, mechanics, and mathematics. Those three states of those three systemic states of being or science or are what govern everything in this three-dimensional realm. I'm going to say it again. That is your mechanical, your mathematical, and your magnetic. Okay? These three states govern everything within this three-dimensional state of density, right? Science is the working order of three-dimensional objects. It's an understanding of it. You develop a science or an understanding of a working order of how things work in the three-dimensional state, which is the physical realm, the state of density, right? Physics actually deals with physical limitations of objects in the third-dimensional realm. The law of physics proves that. What does the law of physics prove? Anything that has a law has a limitation. What are the laws set up to do? Create boundaries, limitations. So if there's a law of physics that's saying that people or scientists are acknowledging that everything in the physical realm has limitations because it is dense. The more dense something is, the more physical limitations it has. So therefore, you have to come up with a working law of physics, right? It actually deals with the limitations in this three-dimensional state. Things beyond the fourth dimension have or start to lose its limitations. It becomes limitless. Laws give boundaries to things. Laws deal with physical limitations of matter in the three-dimensional state, right? Everything here in the three-dimensional realm of matter is governed by the three systems of mechanics, mathematics, and magnetism. Your connection, your body chemistry, your level of intelligence, the things you attract to you are based in those three points of magnetism, mathematics, and a mechanical state, right? Mechanics of something, the working mechanism of something, right? How things work in unison with each other, physical machinery, right? Works in unison with each other, and that develops a mechanical form or a mechanical state. Mechanical engineering deals with the principles of physics and material science, right? It deals with, this is what your scientists say. They say mechanical engineering deals with the principles of physical and material science, or the scientific study of matter, right? Things within the, well, this is where they cut it off and where we pick up. The three-dimensional state of density and physical matter, right? We have to understand that the laws of all physical attraction or extraction work off of these principles. Mathematics, or the numerical system, is based in rotation, right? From the numerical system is limited by rotation of zeros. When you go from 1 to 10 to 100 to 1,000, you're seeing the repeating of 1 in circle. Circle 1, circle 2, circle 3, circle 4, that's dealing with rotation, meaning that there's a limitation or a rotation within this solar system in which the mathematical or the numerical system governs it, right? These are all interlocking with each other, right? These thoughts just started coming to me, and I felt it was important, so bear with me because I had to take notes as this intelligence on these three states of mechanics, mathematics, and magnetism were coming, right? because everything is interlocking in this state to keep things together. Right? Any system that's here, system of nature, system of mathematics or numerical system, has limitations, right? Because the mind of the men who it came through has limitations, right? So if we're tapping in to those states of less density or those fourth dimensional states, then we open ourselves up to channel in higher intelligence based on the further intelligence that we're being that's being received on the constant flow of intelligence, and thus moving forward and evolving mentally to advance beyond these three-dimensional states of the mechanical, the mathematical, and the magnetism. Right? The sun pulls light from the sky. The inner sun of this planet pulls light from the sky, right? From the sun, the outer sun. That is a form of light magnetism, right? They don't speak too much on solar magnetism, right? So solar magnetism works the same way lunar magnetism works. What do I mean by that? Lunar magnetism works like this, where the moon pulls the water or the tides on Earth, right? So does the inner sun pull the light from the sun in the sky or the sun out in the solar system into this planet. There's a magnetism going on even with the light frequency that goes on here, the power, the ultimate power that is beamed here, which is just solar energy. Right? That's even governed by magnetism. It takes a time frame from the time it gets comes into this planet. There's a time frame in which it will reach certain spots based on math, you know, 24 hours or whatever. It'll reach certain, the sunlight will reach certain spots. Or even it goes into months where it will reach certain spots during the rotation, right? Rotation of the sun in itself, right? I mean, the rotation of the planet, excuse me, a rotation of the planet is a physical or mechanical state of revulsion, revolving, right? So if we are to master those three states of mechanical, magnetic and mathematical, we have to understand that these things have limitations. We have to understand that the only thing that doesn't have limitations that sits inside of us is that mental capability, that mental capacity to think beyond these things. See, because once you're able to think beyond these things, these states of that are locked in a dense state of material possession, right? Beyond the magnetism, beyond the magnetic, and beyond the mechanical, right? Then you're able to channel into higher states. I was telling somebody that it is impossible for us, you know, we don't leave the, physically, we don't leave the three-dimensional state, right? We leave it, the only way we leave it or channel to higher states is mentally. So our mind has no limitations within those three states of mechanical, magnetic, and mathematical. Our minds have no limitations. That's the only thing that is not controlled by those three states. Our physical body is limited by those three states, but our mind is not. Our mental connection to the higher planes, if we are open-minded to receive it. I wanted to make it very practical. I wanted this to be very practical in my explanation because I was picking this stuff up and receiving it as soon as I thought about it and I started writing stuff down. So I didn't want to forget what I was picking up and receiving because I wanted to bring it back in the broadcast. So like I said, bear with me because a lot of this is still new to me. And a lot of things of this science is new to me because it's a working order. You're developing a new or new standard of working order and intelligence. That was the whole point of mental life and understanding the very things that govern this, because even in our connections, everything, we have to master the understanding of, because once we master the understanding of mathematics and we the mechanics and how they work, and the magnetism and how they work in unison with each other. Then we're going to be able to master pretty much anything in this state of existence. We'll be able to move beyond things. We'll be able to move these things. We'll be able to alter things. Time, right? You must have a greater understanding of certain things that you seem to be fall in limitation to before you can move forward beyond it, right? You have to have a greater understanding of it, or as we say, ultra-standing, right? Because the mind created, systems were created by advanced thinking, by advanced minds, by our ascendants, right? It was always meant for us to gain a greater understanding of it beyond just man's books and what he came about saying. Your so-called scientists and the people who had time to sit down and understand how these states of these systemic states of that work within the material plane go, the matter and the mathematics and the mechanics and the magnetism work. They had time to develop this, and they did studies. However, they also did mental experiments where they channeled in thought, right? They got a greater understanding of things because they were able to channel it in, right? They reached a certain point where they developed a working system of science to be able to ferret out and give his information to the masses, but they've always maintained a greater one within themselves. What do I mean by that? When you see your scientists writing out all kinds of mathematical equations and when it comes to engineering and, mechanical engineering and things like that, they always do something called, what looks like to be codes or shorthand, certain letters and numbers and numerical codes that they only understand, or that certain people who speak the jargon understand. But there's nothing really more than shorthand, like notes you might take to remember things. But people presented these notations. People presented these things, these shorthand letterings for their remembrance as actual equations, right? But it was really just supposed to be code language for these people. So it kept us out of the loop of understanding these very real and logical states of science and how the world and how this the laws that govern this state of density work. It kept us out of it, right? Because we didn't understand the language, right? When you come in contact with people, because I said I wanted to make this palatable, the understanding of magnetism and mathematics and mechanics palatable to our everyday lives. When we come in contact with these, or the understanding of these, our intelligence becomes greater. Our connections and the people we come in tune with become greater, right? Because once the mind has an elementary idea of the workings of how these things move in unison with us, then we start to gain a greater understanding of it, a greater comprehension, I should say, right? Then we start to understand things about ourselves. The doors open up on science, and it also opens up on how our bodies work in unison with how the blood flows and our hearts pump, things like that, our physical makeup, because that's all governed by that mathematical and mechanical system that these beings set up, these advanced beings, right? They were working on what we call in the state of Mentella 3M system, right? 3M system, mathematics, mechanics, and magnetism, right? Same way they put together, or everything works in a system within nature, within this solar system, right, works in us, works with who we end up with, works with what type of intelligence or knowledge or how high we receive knowledge, how far we can go, how far we can go beyond what others have thought was pretty much it. It helps us shed our closed minds and open up to a higher level of thinking, right? If, you know, your moon is pulling the tides, right, that has to work in a magnetic relation to the waters, right? They have something called the big moon taking place tonight, right? And you had a lot of people doing rituals to that, right? You had a lot of, you know, movements, religious groups, secret societies and things like that doing rituals to the big, this big moon phase that's taking place. And I had mentioned that, of course, you know, your moon pulls all your water on the, you know, on the planet. And I said that creation started in water, so it would make sense that these people would be attracted magnetically to that big moon phase of the filling out of that moon, right? So it would stand the reason that the sun would work on the same magnetic connection here on Earth. Even with a people that carry a inner sun and an inner sun within the planet, it would work the same way, right? We have in this numerical system, though it may seem like it's endless when we can go up to the millions and the billions and keep going, there's a limitation even in that because, like I said, the zeros represent the limitation in the numerical system. Like I said, 1,000, 1,000,000, billion, whatnot, the zeros represent the constant rotation of the numerical system, which means it's a limitation to it, right? I said that everything within the three-dimensional picture is a limitation. The only thing that can separate us from the three-dimensional picture is a mental connection beyond these things, right? We can't get the mental connection through meditation, right? We have to get it through movement, right? The same way these three states, this 3M system of mechanics, mathematics, and magnetism work, we have to get the mental state, or we have to connect to the mental state based on the same principle of movement, because these things work in unison with movement, right? We're going to get a working order of science, right? Because science in itself, if we understand the difference between that which is pseudoscience and that which is real science, like I said, is a very logical and working order to it, right? Because you could tell that everything works on a logical or a biological structure here, right? And it would make sense that these three states play a part in everything that's working within our three-dimensional frame. It's no coincidence that these three dimensions are still based in those 3M systems, right? And it's 3Ms, right? The fourth one would be the mental or the mind. Right, that's where we start to lose limitation, constant, continuous limitation, or limitless state. Right, beyond the limited state. Right, everything within the systemic state of mechanical, mathematical, and magnetism, and the first form of engineering, which is mechanical engineering, they call that the discipline form of engineering. Your scientists call it the first discipline form of engineering. They say that it works off of heat, right, and thermostat, which is just basically weather control, right? Heat. The first form of heat is what? Solar energy, right? So obviously they're picking up where others left off at within the state, right? They're picking up where others left off. They're starting to understand or get a firm grasp on the mechanics of the work and the working order of this planet, right? Because whenever they start to develop a working science, they're getting down the mechanical inner workings of it as well. This is why you have your scientists, they're digging into the cores of the planet, right? And they're able to plant certain devices, right? And they're able to sit certain satellites out in space to channel frequency and cause a propulsion in the atmosphere, cause a drop in frequency. When they showed you the thing in Superman where they were bringing down the gravitation of the planet, right? That was based in magnetism again. That was based in magnetism. And, you know, they showed you a pumping action. That was magnetism and mechanics, the pumping action, the actual physical work, right, of pushing down the gravitational. Then you saw the magnetism, the mechanics, and you saw the time in which it took to do it, because that's how they govern a form of physical engineering, through time and work, right? Most of your scientists, even if they base their equations on how fast something goes, time, and the work or the force that's exerted in getting the speed that is desired. So again, it locks into time, right? It locks into time and mechanics, right? And the ability to pull back and forth, even when you're in your movements, is magnetism, right? The gravitational pull on the Earth is based in magnetism, right? The very metals that are in our body, right? The very foods we consume keep us weighed down to this planet as a form of magnetism, right? The biggest problem your scientists are having in going to other worlds or other planets within the solar system is that the magnetism, that the gravitational pull is not as strong as it is here. So there would be no walking on surfaces of planets. Each planet has a different form of these working order of these three dimensionals, or these three states of these M, that M system we talked about, of magnetism, mathematic, and mechanic. Right? We're forced to look beyond the scientists because, as I said, they're not going to tell us everything in relation to how the working order of this planet goes, what the laws are in the movement of this planet, right? The laws that it's governed under, right? It's very easy to master something that has limitations, right? It's very easy to master something that has limitations. Like I said, the law of physics is very easy to master because it has limitations. It has boundaries, right? Man has not fully mastered it yet, right? Our people haven't even stepped onto the plateau of that. A lot of our people haven't stepped onto the plateau of that, right? They haven't stepped onto the true science of this 3M system that was set up here in the planet, right? Is it a coincidence that the letter M is the 13th letter in the alphabet, right? And we talked about the fourth state beyond the physical state is the mental state, right? Which there is no boundary, right? However, we bring new things in through this mental state. We speed up the magnetism, right? By connecting outside of it. We speed up the mechanics, right? By thinking beyond it, we speed up the magnetism, right? By thinking beyond it, right? This is what your whole idea of creating a supreme being was based in, right? People who were able to receive advanced intelligence on the mechanics, on the mathematical, and on the magnetism of this planet in the three-dimensional state. People that were able to pull intelligence from outside that, and based on that, knowing what to put into their bodies, knowing what not to put into their bodies, knowing how to speed up their intelligence, thus getting greater understanding of these three states, is what made them faster, causing evolution in the people, right? How did that happen in the older movements? When you had people like Elijah Muhammad, and I'm using him for an example, he started bringing in things about eating to live and certain diets and things like that, right? Taking certain things out of our diets, right? Evolving and advancing in our diets, right? What did that do? It changed our magnetic pull to the earth. How did that happen? Certain animals that you were putting into your body were eating a certain diet, right? Certain animals that you were putting into your body, like your beef and your pig and all that, were heavy animals, right? And what did that do? It weighed you down. It made you more dense, right? Because the way those animals weighed you down, right? It gave you a greater density, thus not, you know, slowing down your magnetic, slowing down your gravitational pull, making it more dense to the planet, right? Through your diet, it slowed down your magnetism, slowed down your mechanics of your body, your thinking and how your blood work was going, because you're supposed to be, your body is supposed to be perfectly tuned in to these three states, right? Your heart rate is supposed to be pumping at a certain thing, mathematics, right? Your working body is supposed to be without disease and things like that, so it's supposed to be on point in a mechanical setting, right? And the magnetism, right, in your body, the flush of the bodily fluids going through your body, based in magnetism, is supposed to shoot throughout your body, right? Your bloodstream, everything that's going through your body is supposed to be based on magnetism, because you have platelets or metallic platelets in your blood. Thus, you need iron, right, to keep a strong blood flow, right? So all of this in which you were ingesting, just in that, sped up the 3M system in your body that you're governed by, right? That sped it up. Just in the change of your diet, just in the change of your thinking, what you were putting in your mind. So each form of intelligence or each level of intelligence that you take in, right, from a teacher or whoever is charged with raising your intelligence to live a better life, based in that 3M system of magnetism, mechanical, and mathematical state, that's the person that would help speed you up mentally, right? You would start going through an evolutionary phase, right? The sun is driving the planet through an evolutionary stage right now, right? In these three states, right? The sun is driving the planet through an evolutionary phase, right? It's speeding up as the planet is starting to revolve faster and come closer to the sun. The mechanics of it, the mathematical side of it, and the magnetism are starting to change, right? People are starting to think, even though you got people working to try to slow things down here, your principalities, but we're supposed to be going through that evolutionary phase. We as people were solar beings who carry these principles of the 3M system, and us first and foremost are supposed to be speeding up, right? We're supposed to be tuning in faster. We're supposed to be like conduits or circuits, right? Because we have all of these elements in our body that work as a tuning signal, right, to receive intelligence to speed us up. But like I said, a lot of our people, based on the diets that they're eating, based on the things they're ingesting into their body, are being slowed down. They're going down further or backwards in that mechanical, that 3M system of magnetism, of mechanics and mechanics, magnetism, and they are trying to be sped up, right? But they're slowing down by the things that they're smoking, by the things they're eating, by the things that they're drinking, right? They're being slowed down by the music they're listening to, right? That's working on all three of those stages, right? Why I say that is because if you listen to the music is off, right? The tones are off, right? They're not making real music. And what does real music do? Real music does what? Create an instrumental surge in the body, in the brain, right? And they say the people who are good at music, the people who can actually produce music, these are the people who become good at math, right? They master the mathematical equations. They master mathematics, right? Your musicians, because their music works on tones and notes and, you know, things like that. So they are good at math. It speeds them up mentally, right? They are being slowed down in that mental state of magnetism because a lot of the things, even in the drugs they take, it strips out a lot of the, or it interferes with the iron in their blood, right? It interferes with the platelets in their blood. That's why you see a lot of these guys, they're going off and they're losing their minds because there's a chemical imbalance in them that's working on the blood platelets in their body, right? That's being done purposely, right? That means that the mechanics are off. That means that the mathematics are off in them, right? These things are off, right? So how do you strengthen and put that back, right? You speed up and introduce them to advanced forms of intelligence. You speed them up in these stages, right? You speed them up to a higher state. Right, you move them more into a heavier mental inclusion. What do I mean by heavy mental inclusion? You focus them forward. You take them and you clear their minds out of all the old ways of thinking. Right, you take them off of, like, even when I talked about Dr. Sabi, he did a lot of this when he was doing the cleansing, talking about the alkaline diet. That went into actually speeding up that 3M system in our people, right? The mechanical, right? The mathematical, right? And I'm having technical difficulty. Excuse me for a second. I'm having technical difficulty. I'm going in and out. Am I coming in clear? Am I coming in clear? Excuse me. I don't think I'm coming in clear. That's why. All right. Am I coming in clear? All right. Can somebody tell me in the chat room, am I coming in clear? All right. All right, sorry, we're back. Like I said, this is slowing down the mechanical, the magnetic, and the mathematic intake in our people, right? That 3M system is slowing down in us, right? Because how intelligence streams is through these systems. It's through these three states, right? Through these higher concentrates, right? And moving forward, right? We're supposed to move beyond these things. We're supposed to master these three stages. And even myself, I'm coming into the knowledge of this more, right? We're advancing in this more, right? If we focused on these three stages and realized that these are the stages of that are under attack with our people, right, slowing down these very things in our people, then we would see that the evolutionary stage is faltering in us, right? It's faltering mechanically, right, and mathematically. Notice in the school systems, they took all of these things out, or they're teaching on a lower level to the people. They're not challenging the children young at these things. Like, for example, we had things like workshop. We had things like, you know, early mathematics and things like that. You know, kids at certain young ages, we were learning, calculus and all these other forms of math, which they considered to be higher math. They were learning the numerical system and whatnot, and the decimal system. They stopped doing that. A lot of that's going out, right? They're changing over the system, right? And what does that do? It slows down the thinking of the people, right? When they're supposed to be going through an evolutionary phase, right? They're slowing down the thinking of the people. So the whole thing is trying to speed the people back up, right? The science of mechanical, magnetic, and mathematics is the basis of all engineering. As I said, there's always an engineer, right? There's always an engineer that has to master all three of these things in order for him to be considered a master engineer, or one who sits and draws designs and, you know, analytical designs. They call it design analysis, they call it. And your engineering or your mechanical engineering, they call it design and analysis, where he makes tools and things like that, or he develops different tools. He has to be able to master these three stages and understand the physical workings of all mechanical and magnetic and mathematical engineering and design, right? He has to understand that the limitations of the objects and the tools that he's working with, right? He has to understand the limitations of the physical realm, or the just as, you know, doctors have to let you know the physical limitations of your body, the things you can't eat, the things you can't ingest. You have to have a physical limitation to your body. These people understand all the physical, you know, as an engineer, they understand all the physical limitations of everything in this three-dimensional state, from rock sediments to plant life. They understand that there's a limitation in what they can do with it. No matter if they're making experiments, they're doing certain experiments, or they're coming up with different technologies and things like that, they understand that there's a limitation in the material that they're using, right? They understand that there's a limitation, right, because of the density of it, right? The biggest thing they're always trying to do is they're trying to find the densest or the most dense state, or the most densest form of matter. Your scientists will tell you they're always looking for the most densest form of matter to work with, right? They're always looking to find some material that is lighter. Look, for example, when they make clothing, when they make weapons, they're always trying to find a lighter material, right? Less dense, right? Why are they looking for material that's less dense? Why are they making computers and things like that smaller, right? Why are they trying to do away with the density of matter, right? Why are they trying to make things smaller? Because they understand by making things smaller, you speed up, right? You speed up the intelligence of those elements, or those systems, or those states of mechanical, magnetic, and mathematic. You speed it up quicker, right? Like, for example, if you have a big group of people who are working in the office and you do what they call downsizing, or they streamline something and make it smaller to make it more efficient and make it work faster, that's the same mindset they have when it comes to engineering. They're looking for the most densest form of matter to make their products and their tools and their technology with, right? But that comes with the mastering of the mechanical, magnetic, and mathematical system, or the 3M system. They always have to start there, right? They never put those three standard forms of systematic control in engineering. They never put them in together. I've noticed that. The little bit I read up on that, they never put them in. They will always talk about mathematics on one, and they'll talk about mechanics, but they'll never put the magnetism there, or it'll be someplace else, right? But that's the foundation of all engineering. It's the foundation of this planet. It's the foundation of the solar system. It's the foundation of the dimensions of the density of this planet. That's the foundation, right? That's the foundation until you move beyond, or you start moving beyond the density of this planet. We're beyond this planet, beyond the solar system, right? Mathematics doesn't matter anymore, right? Mathematics doesn't matter anymore, right? Magnetism doesn't matter anymore, right? Mechanics don't really matter anymore, right? These things only matter within a material state, right? Within a solar system that has dimensions, that has time frames, that are based in math. That's when these things start to become more and more dense. The more you go down the ladder into the dimensional, the three-dimensional phase, when you start down from the 13 to the third dimensional state, that's when these things start to matter. That's when these things start to become more dense. That's when you have to take it on, you have to understand it, or you have to develop a working science in unison with these three states. You have to develop a working science. You have to teach this to your engineers and your scientists, right? You have to teach them how this structure works. And the only way to totally master how this structure works is you have to think beyond the structure. You have to constantly streamline everything. You have to streamline the material. You have to make it less dense in order to understand it more. What do I mean by that again? When you saw people, when you start seeing your scientists, they started going under the atom, or they start going beneath the atom, and they went to where you can't see certain things. When you started seeing the invisible sides of the atom, or the invisible undertones of the atom, you start seeing the quarks, the zeldas, and the biaps. They were looking for the less denser states of the atomic particle. Right, they were looking for less denser states because they understand by going out of the physical or going beneath the physical and channeling into that pure energy, right, that is unseen to the naked eye, that's where the power is. That's where the ultimate power is. It's the same way as channeling past these three states, this 3M system of mechanical, magnetic, and mathematical, which is based in the dense state. When you travel or you go beyond that into the fourth dimensional state, you're becoming less dense. You become less dense in your thinking, right? That's why when you say these, you got these people who they'll say, oh, you know, these people, you know, their way of thinking is closed minded. They're dense, or they're thick-headed. They use the terminology thick-headed. That means people who are stuck in a dense state of thinking, a blocked way of thinking. Their minds are not open to receive anything advanced or higher, right? Their minds are not open to receive anything advanced or higher. Right? So their minds are stuck in a certain phase. Right? They think that the more, and they try to induce this in our people too. If you notice, I'm going to show you an example because it all matches up. You notice how they get our people to consume more. Right? They put these people out there and they get our people to be wasteful. Right? And they get us to consume more. What happens is they're putting us and they're making us more and more, weighing us down more and more in a dense state. and you look at your conservatives, your wealthy and your elite, they're becoming less dense, right? They're becoming less dense. They're not holding on to a lot of possessions, right? Even now in the way we carry ourselves, you see our people overweight, right? So we're becoming more dense, right? We're taking up more space, right? We're becoming sloppy, but then you see them working on lessening their density. What are they doing? They're running, they're riding bikes to other people, right? Our people are not doing that. They started, you know, a thing here in New York where they put the bikes out and they have people riding bikes. So what are they trying to do? Produce, and they're telling you you're not supposed to smoke cigarettes anymore. Stop smoking in public places. So they're trying to produce a healthy environment amongst certain people. Right, you see, people jogging and whatnot. So these people are trying to speed themselves up, right? Though they don't understand it's what they're doing it for. But these people, when you're doing that, when you're eating better, when you're eating a lot less, when you're working out, when you're, you know, opening your mind up, you're becoming less dense, right? You're speeding up and advancing in the mental state and the physical state, right? Our people are not doing that. Our people are doing the very exact opposite. We're becoming more dense, right? You see our people overweight. You see our people being inactive. You see our people getting more and more closed-minded and even to the point of being simple-minded, right? They're going more into that state of that dense state beneath these levels or at the bottom levels of that mathematical, magnetic, and mechanical state. They're going beneath that, right? Because our people at one time, if you notice, our people at one time when we were in the sporting, I'm just using this as an example, we were in the sports, right? Our people were the best, sports figures, runners, athletes. So we were supreme in the mechanical stage, right? We were supreme in the mechanical stage, but now you don't see any more black boxes, really. You don't see any more. The black athletes are starting to go away. Your children no longer have PE anymore. So the physical side, the mechanical side is going out in our people. That's being put out, right? Like I said, the mathematical side, like I said, they're not teaching them. They're coming out of high school. They don't know higher forms of math and things like that. They're not associating with that. Higher forms of math. They can't even read, right? Right? And like I said, their diet and the things that they're taking in are stripping away the magnetism in their body, right? It's stripping it away. It's altering it. It's altering the platelets in their blood. So like I said, all this is being driven down purposely, right? Because we're supposed to move forward in that state of evolution. We're supposed to be after mastering these three things because we say this in the state of mentality. You're supposed to master the diet. You're supposed to master the body index, the index of the body makeup, the chemistry and things like that, the being in shape. All these things are supposed to be mastered of the, and how much you eat a day, how you take things and subtract things out of your life. Because that's based in mathematics, subtracting things out of your life, negative influences and things out of your life. All the mastering, it was really focused on mastering these three-dimensional things, or these things that govern the three-dimensional, right? The mathematic, the magnetic, and the mechanical. It was all meant to master these things in order for us to move into the mental state, taking out influences that brought down those three stages, right? We had to take out any influence that brought down those three stages. We had to disassociate ourselves so that we can raise these three things because without the magnetic connection, without the mechanical connection, without the mathematical connection to the highest stage, then we cannot chime in or open up to a higher mental state. We cannot move to the fourth dimension on those low forms. That's why our people have a hard time channeling into the fourth dimensional state. Because those three states are not being mastered. You're not seeing our people running down the street jogging. You're not seeing our people staying in shape. You're not seeing our people eat the right foods. You're not seeing our people minds, you're seeing our people smoking all kinds of drugs and things like that. That brings everything down in them, and that 3M system, right, brings everything down in them. Because just as there's engineering going on in the world to build buildings, just as there's engineering going on to bring about technology, there's an engineering going on inside of your biological makeup. There's an engineering going on, a constant or continuous form of engineering supposed to be going on in your biological makeup. Your body's always supposed to be set to a certain time to go through an explosion, a chemical explosion, a DNA explosion, right? It's, again, based on mathematics because it's based in time where you go through an evolutionary state or a mental state, but all these things have to be tuned in. All these things have to be in alignment. The mechanical part of you, the magnetic part of you, and the mathematical part of you, all of these things have to be in tune. What you're eating, what you're drinking, what you're indulging in, who you're around, right? All this can weigh down on your evolution, right? Same way when they dump all kinds of chemicals and things in the planet, it weighs down on the planet's evolution. Right? There's no, I'm going to move to a higher state mentally unless these three states, these three stages are mastered in the physical realm. Unless these three stages and you are mastered. Because you see the white man and the other people, they're mastering this in themselves. They understand that a biological order and the structure is run on those three things, right? They understand that we, if you can offset that in the people, same way they found a way to offset the cause a chemical imbalance in the hormonal setup of estrogen and testosterone in men and women to produce homosexuals and lesbians, is the same way they're able to offset the mental evolution and the physical and the biological evolution of our people. Based on the slowing down the mathematical, the mechanical, and the magnetic pulsation in our bodies, right? They found a way to offset that, right? Just in the very foods they feed us, the very images they put out for our people to follow, right? I said it was no coincidence where I said they putting up Superman. Right, lean, clean, shaven, all this stuff like that. And then they put up in our image for us to look up to Rick Ross or Lil Wayne. And then you produce a generation of people who want to be like that and look like that. Right? People who are getting high, people who are doing these things, who are altering their chemical or their biological makeup, altering the mechanical and the magnetic and the mathematical makeup of their biological structure. Right? All this plays a part. Just as the earth is vibrating on it, so are we. Right? Very things that could change the diet, very things that could change our way of thinking. Right? These things are being slowed down. But you slow these things down and you don't get any focus on these things because you got so many people focusing on things of the past. Again. Because when we start talking about the mechanical makeup, the magnetic makeup, and the mathematical makeup of man and woman, right? Because like I said, that could determine everything in your life. When we start talking about that and basing a life, an intelligent lifestyle on those three things and the advancement or the mastering of these things and moving forward into the mental state of the fourth dimension by mastering these things in the three dimension, when we start talking about that, a lot of our people be like, oh, man, you know, because they still caught in the past. Right? They're still caught in the past. They're still caught in beliefs and things of that nature. So when you get knowledge to that level, like I said, part of getting in alignment mentally is by understanding what governs you physically. I'm going to say it again. Part of getting in tune mentally is by understanding what governs you physically. Right? We have to understand what governs us physically. If we don't understand what governs us physically, then we're not going to be able to move forward. If we don't understand what governs us physically, then we're not going to be able to move to the mental state, to that fourth dimension. Because I said there is no real physical movement to that. There's no physical movement to the mental state. There's a mental movement or a channeling of the mental state, but you have to perfect yourself in the physical state. You have to perfect yourself in those three stages. For those of you who joined in, again, I'm going to keep saying it over and over. I know I keep mentioning it, but I have to, for those who might have just joined in, so that you don't forget, write this down, the mechanical state, the mechanical, the magnetic, and the mathematical state. These are the three things that are that go into all forms of engineering, and it's also part of your biological makeup and your that went into engineering you and the manifestation of you, right? This went into your biological makeup as men and women. Right? Because there was a time when we came here, there was a time, right, even we, like I said, when we appeared here, right, we have a biological structure that's based in mechanics, right, and everything is magnetism. We have magnetic or blood platelets in our body. We have platelets in our body, metal in our blood, right? So we are based in that biological structure. Right? Biological. We'll be right back. I want to apologize for the, you know, slowness of my delivery earlier on. I was a little preoccupied, and I was worried about the, you know, whether this was coming through because I had technical difficulty. Maybe y'all didn't hear it on the other side, and I was trying to focus in on that. I was taking calls from the and trying to fix the board over here. So I was trying to focus and do two things at once. Now, I haven't mastered that yet. I'll be honest with you. I haven't mastered the ability to try to run this board and run this radio broadcast and try to focus in on the broadcast. I'm not used to really doing this. You know, everything is usually set up, so I'm, you know, trying to talk to y'all. I'm doing this, and I'm trying to fix this problem with Blog Talk. That's why I was asking, was anything going through? Not to mention that this is new reception, and a lot of it is coming through, and I'm, you know, sometimes I'm trying to pick it up as well. So, you know, it's I just wrote a lot of stuff down that was coming to me, and I just started doing, because I don't read books, so. Just pick up the reception as it goes. So I want to apologize. But I hope you took these things in because, you know, the mechanics is a branch of science concerned with behavior and physical bodies when subjected to forces of displacement. That's what your scientists say. And subsequent effects of bodies in the environment. Again, that goes to prove what I was saying about your physical body. The mechanics of your physical body. That is the focus of slowing down the mental. Right, and a time, like I said, all engineering works in time. This force, the force in which you are able to produce or create a movement, right? Everything is based in movement, right? It's all based in movement because your mechanics, your magnetism, even your mathematics produce a movement, right? Produces a movement. How fast you're able to accomplish things, how fast you're able to receive thoughts, right? Pick up light, right? Light, right, equals power. Light equals power, right? Right? Light and speed equal power, right? Light and speed equal power. So what is the light and what is the speed, right? The light and the speed is the level of intelligence because intelligence or messages or communication moves in light speed, right? What is the light speed? Solar speed, right? Solar speed. Light speed is solar speed because if you're not receiving direct sunlight mentally and you're not connecting to it, then, like I said, you have people that suffer from something called sundowner's disease, where they suffer from forms of dementia. Notice that word, dementia, as in dimension, dementia, right, where they have all kinds of mental displacements. Things are out of whack in their mind. Things are out of order, right? So, like I said, if you were to produce a people like this, or you were working to produce a people who were sped up in order, right? If you were to produce a people that were engineering themselves, because we can go into this with the engineering, where you got your scientists talking about engineering a perfect human, right? Engineering or doing genetic engineering, they would have to, again, start with the mechanics, start with the mathematics of it, and start with the magnetic form of it, right? They would have to go back into the 3M principle, right, which we bring it out in the state of mentality, 3M principle. They would have to go into those, right? They would have to test the person because when you ever see movies where they're trying to create a perfect person, they're trying to test how fast that person is, right? The speed of that person, right? They're trying to test how that person's body, the mechanics of the person's body, the joints, the structure, the cell structure and everything, how it's working, if it's advanced, if it's sped up, right? That's the mechanics, the working body in the environment, how it works with the environment, right? The magnetic connection, right? The connection with outer environment, again, right? The pulsation of thought, that's all magnetic connection. They test all of these things when they're trying to create a perfect so-called, quote-unquote, perfect biological specimen, right? Because they're trying to follow after the order of the almond beings. So they know in order to follow after the order of the almond beings, they have to master that 3M principle. They have to master the mathematics, the magnetism, and the mechanical makeup of man, right? What man are they trying to master that in? They're trying to master that in the so-called black man, because you're the ones who it was mastered in. Our people were the ones who didn't have genetic defects. Our people didn't have diseases. We didn't have any genetic mutations in us. We were made perfect. We didn't have any of these things. We didn't get these diseases and things until we crossbred and mixed our race or mixed our seed with other races of people, right? People from other genetic traits, artificial bloodlines. That's when we started to get these. So they altered the mechanical, magnetic, and mathematical makeup of the black man. When we did that, it slowed us down, right? Because these beings had to master those three things, obviously, right, in order to produce a biological structure, a high biological structure that had to be based on a mental power, right, an advanced mental power to be able to even send advanced communication and advance the mind and the physical body of man in a future state. They would have to master those three states. They would have to master those three states first, and your scientists today are trying to do that in creating a genetically modified human, right? They're trying to do the same thing. I said man follows out what the advanced man did first, who you refer to as God, the Most High, whoever you refer to him as, the Supreme Being, the advanced ones, like I said, the future ones. Like I said, man will always try to follow out what his creators did first. He'll try to follow it out. Those who are in tune, those who are on that high level mentally, they will try to follow out, and they had to crack that code or crack that level or go beyond that level of that 3M principle in order to try to produce or start making perfect specimens, right? Advancing the life of the human. They had to have, like I said, they had to have a specimen to work from. They had to have a experimental being to work from. Who was the best experimental being to work from? The black man and the black woman. Into your Henrietta Lacks. Right? Into your men from Tuskegee. All these experiments were based in breaking down the biological structure of our people and building, using our biological structure to build up theirs. Right? Doing long-term experiments, right? Cracking DNA codes in our people, right? And mastering the mechanical, magnetic, and mathematical makeup of our people. Right, that's how you. If you notice the all the technologies you see, remember where they show you they're making the perfect man. They got him. You know, they used to show you the $6 million man. Or you go into that and they give you the steroids to the man. They're trying to make him faster. They're trying to make him stronger. They're trying to make him do this, do that faster. They trying to build up the physical strength in the person. Right, trying to speed him up. Right, trying to alter all of those things that he doesn't naturally have by introducing artificial elements into it. Right, trying to create what's the steroids and things like that. Right, which they took from a lot of our people. Right, which they took from the genetics of a lot of our people and injected in themselves. They tried to alter those things that they don't have naturally, the things we had naturally, they want to put in themselves. That's how they're going to expand themselves, magnify themselves, modify themselves, right? Through that stage. That's how they modify the planet, right? I don't care what engineer, you know, what environmental engineer, whatever environmental, genetic engineering, whatever kind of engineering is going on, those three phases have to be delved into. That's always the foundation, right? That's the three-point foundation that has to always be delved into. Try to look up anything dealing with engineering, and if mathematics is not present, magnetism is not present, or mechanics is not present, then it's pseudoscience. It's pseudoscience. It's not real science. Because you can understand the workings of the universe, or excuse me, I should say, the workings of the planet. You can understand the biological structure of the biological structure of the planet. You can understand the biological, you can understand the structure, structure of the solar system. They say you can understand this, study the structure of the solar system by studying the biological makeup of man, because it's pretty much the same thing, right? It's pretty much based in the same principles, magnetism, mechanics, and mathematics. It's all based in the same thing. That's your foundation right there, right? Our people say it's only math. You know, it's never just math. Math has to be balanced by something else, right? Math was the second point, not the first, you know? Math was the second point, because the first point, right, would have had to been magnetism, right? First point would have had to been magnetism. Mathematics would have only been possible, or would have only been needed once the solar system was set up. But obviously, the solar system was pre-thought before there was a solar system in place. So mathematics would have been the second thing that would have came in or was created here on this planet. It wouldn't have had no need. You wouldn't have had no need for a mathematical system outside of a solar system, or a numerical system outside of a solar system, because there are no, you know, after you get past planets to the moving around the sun and, you know, taking a time to move around the sun and, you know, and seasons and whatnot, because even your seasons are based in magnetism. You wouldn't have had a need for all of these things of a mathematical system or a numerical system without being or setting up a solar system, because beyond that, there's no need for that. Your seasons work in a magnetic pull. They're pulled in one right behind the other, right? That's a form of magnetism, right? How they're pulled in one behind the other, right? You'll never see one come out of place, right? You might see one extend into another place, right? Or it might extend a little bit longer, but that's still following, again, a mathematical formula, right? And a magnetic and mechanical formula, because the fact that it's in a motion, right, that it's actually moving, that you see in seasons come in and seasons go out, that's a mechanic there, a working order. Mechanics is working orders, working structures that work off of each other. Right, if one cog is turning one way, it's linked into another cog that's turning another way, and then it's linked into a cog that's turning this way. So they're working off of each other. That's a form. That's mechanics, right? Tools working off of one another, just as your body works off off of other things. Your body works off, your heart pumps and works off, you know, works, pushes blood through the ventricles. So they're working off each other, and your veins have, they work into with other parts of your body. So this is all mechanics here. You can't escape this three-point system of structure that governs this planet. You can't escape it. You can speed up, right? You can speed it up, but you can't escape it, right? Because it's locked firmly into this three-dimensional state, right? It's locked firmly into the three-dimensional state. So as we are trying to become advanced people, right, as we are looking to become those super mental beings, right, those advanced mental beings where we're channeling the telepathy and the psychometry and the clairvoyance and all these things and, you know, advancing and starting to deal with levitation and stuff like that. It's all of those higher mental capabilities, because that's what it is. Higher mental capabilities are still based in those, that 3M form or that 3M state, but they're higher. They're just heightened. They what you call heightened senses, but it's still the same senses. Heightened. Because once you channel in from the fourth dimension or the mental plane, it advances or heightens those senses. It advances the mathematical association with you. It advances the mechanical association. It advances the magnetic association with you. It speeds it up. That's what people are after in trying to create a Superman or a super being. They're trying to speed those things up. That's why, like I said, why your elite, your Illuminati, your Illuminists, the ones who got these satellites in the universe or outside in the outside in space in the universe, they're trying to pull in higher frequency. They're trying to pull in future intelligence to channel into those states, right? Because they want to advance themselves here. It's not so much for because they care about out there. It's because they're looking to advance themselves here. Partly that's about out there, but it's more about in here, because they realize what goes on out there is going to affect in here, even their own evolution, which they're trying to channel, which they're trying to bring about. Right. The mechanism that controls us, the mechanism that controls us ultimately, right? The mechanism that controls us is the mind, right? The mechanics of the mind in unison with the brain and its working, right? The mathematics of how thought travels at the speed of light or faster than the speed of light, right, to your brain. Again, what did I say? It heightens that 3M principle that we're talking about in mental life. It heightens it. That can only be heightened by your mental connection. That can only be heightened by taking all of the things out of there that slow down that 3M principle, that 3M system that goes into making up your biological structure, right? That can only be, like I said, that can only come about in speeding you up. It works in unison also with the sun, because what the sun is doing, it's going to speed up that 3M principle in the planet. And that's what your illuminated ones are afraid of, because the same way when your mental is sparked, right, and you start receiving that solar intelligence, it creates a fire in you, a brightness in you, and what happens? You start to change your life, right? You start an evolution taking place, right? You start to eat better. You start to think clearer, right? And you're causing evolution in that 3M principle. You're causing an evolution in that 3M makeup. You're causing an evolution in the mechanics of you. You're causing an evolution in the magnetic force field around you and your brain. You're causing evolution in the mathematical makeup of you, because you're doing things faster now. You're thinking faster. So you've altered the mathematical connection with you. You've altered the magnetic connection with you. You've altered the mechanical connection with you. You've altered these things. So, again, what brought that about? Your solar intelligence. Your ability to capture that light or become enlightened, right? Same way the sun is going to enlighten the planet. It's going to bring out those three principles stronger in the planet. And if it's working in unison with you, it will do the same thing. It will start an evolution in the people, certain people, right? And it will cause a death in others. A lot of our own people that look like us is a cause of death in them. I'm not just saying other people or other races of people, it's a cause of death in a lot of our people. Right? Right? Please have an understanding of what I'm saying. Though I started off slow in the broadcast and I meant to pick this up, like I said, it's starting to pick up in me now. I want you to go back those of you who listen, and listen clearly to what I was saying, even though I started off slow. Like I said, you know, my focus was off. I apologize for that. But please pay attention to what's being said and the alteration of yourselves, right? I tell you where to start at physically, in your diets, in disassociating yourself with certain people, in disassociating yourself with certain chemicals or drugs or old bad habits, because like I said, it's meant to slow, these things are put there to slow you down mechanically, magnetically, and mathematically, throw you off, off your 3M system, which you have perfected, right? Like I said, at one point we were the best athletes. Now you're starting to see that dip. At one point we were the best musicians, right? Now you see that starting to dip, right? At one point we were the smartest people on the planet. Now that's been dipped. All that has to do with the lowering of the mechanical, the magnetic, and the mathematical, construction of who we are, our physical makeup. But you have to bring down the mentality of a people in order to alter those three stages, right? You have to bring down the mentality of a people, right? Same way you have to bring down the natural state of the planet, right? You have to bring down the state of the planet. You have to dump water and dump oil and water. You have to throw things off, you know, throw things off naturally. You have to produce artificial. You have to produce artificial food sources, right? To produce people who will become artificial in their way of thinking, meaning false in their way of thinking, right? Because again, it goes into altering your mental state, which ends up altering those three states. You people who were doing the vegetarian thing, right? And you was eating all that soy, right? That was it. What did it end up doing? Altering you mechanically, right? It altered you mechanically because that soy and all that stuff you were eating was producing tumors in your body, right? It was producing acidic tumors in your body, right? So when it produced acidic tumors in your body, it made the mechanics of your body hard to operate through. It slowed down the mechanic of your body, right? It produced unnatural things, and a lot of you black men started growing breasts. A lot of you introduced or heightened the estrogen levels in you black men. A lot of you started growing breasts as a result of eating that. So it altered you, right, mechanically, right? It altered the natural mechanics of you. It altered the natural testosterone in you, right? It altered the mathematical makeup in you, right? Because a lot of you men, you at a certain point in time, you produce sperm, right? Ever so often in your body, every few hours to every day to a few hours, you produce sperm in your body, and that artificial food source threw that off. It threw it off because if it's introducing estrogen into your body, then of course it's going to throw off your sperm makeup, right? All the things that are produced by testosterone. It's going to produce or offset that natural mechanic in you to produce that. That natural mechanic in you to produce that. It's going to alter the natural mathematical time frame in you to produce that, where you might not be producing as many sperm cells or whatever as you did previously based on your diet. So the focus is always on that, altering that, destroying that in you. All right? So we got 28 minutes left. Questions, comments, please. Questions, comments. You know the number is 914-338-0504. 914-338-0504. All right? And play a little bit of music. We'll be right back.
Oh,
you know, there's a reason why they refer, scientists refer to the body as the ultimate machine, because they understand the mechanics that went into making it. Now, they refer to the body as the ultimate machine, right? Yet, they tell you that they're trying to perfect the bodies or create a perfect human or perfect the bodies of human doing genetically modifying human bodies. So what if they are trying to genetically modify the human body, then what body are they talking about? The physical body is a perfect machine. They can't be talking about themselves. They understand the mechanics and the engine and the engineering that went into the physical body. And if you refer to it as the ultimate machine, that means that there's room for improvement. If you're trying to, if they're artificially trying to improve the human body, then that means that you can naturally improve and extend the almond body, meaning our bodies. You can naturally extend and improve our bodies, advance our bodies. If they're trying to do it artificially, that means there's a natural side to it to do it, and that is through higher intelligence, through mental evolution, or what we refer to as mentalect, right? Advancing our way of thinking, advancing these three states in which govern our physical body. Right? Advancing those three stages, making them less dense in us, right? Making these stages less dense, making the mechanical, the magnetic, and the mathematical state makeups in us less dense, right? By speeding up, you make it less dense. Same way when you run because you're trying to burn body fat to become less dense, right? And the faster you run, right? The more faster you run, the faster you in motion, the more body weight you spend, you burn up, the less dense you're becoming. And your thoughts become clearer, you become faster, things like that. So that's the natural way of evolving, causing an evolution. The things you take out of your diet, the things you stop doing, the things you refrain from, speed up that 3M principle that goes into the evolution of making us up. I'm going to take a call, 786. Hello, you're on the air. You're not coming up, 786. Okay. Call back, 786, if you have a question. Call back if you have a question. I try to take a call. All right. We have to speed ourselves up in a time frame, right? And we have to, once we do that, you start altering time. You start to alter the mechanics, right? The same way the mechanics are being altered here on the planet, the same way human beings are trying to alter the mechanics of themselves. They're not doing all that running for nothing, right? They're not doing all that running for nothing. They're not trying to become more advanced technically. You see these movies that are coming out. It's all these so-called science fiction movies. And like I said, there's no such thing as science fiction, right? Science is real. Fiction is not, right? It's an oxymoron. You see these science movies coming out where the things they're presenting in them seem to be futuristic, when in actuality they have these things already. Because if the men had the mind, or had the mind to make these things, even if it's scale figures for the movies, then obviously that intelligence or that technology, they are privy to that. So they're speeding up while we being slowed down. Our generation listening to Lil Wayne and playing video games and smoking chronic. So what does that tell you? Altering that 3M principle in us. All right, 786. 786. Hey,
hello?
How you doing? All right.
Yeah, what's up, man?
How you doing?
All right. Yeah, I was just hollering at you, man. I caught the last hour of the show. I was trying to catch all those things. And, yeah, but there was this dude who had called from last night. I didn't really get a chance to holler at you because, you know, I was the last caller and we didn't even have that much time left. But I like what you're talking about. I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the chill life?
Think about, you know, who?
What do you think about the chill life? You know, like dealing with the spirits and all that. Like, do you think that has anything to do with us?
The tree,
like,
of life.
You know, the chill life. Have you ever heard
tree.
Of
tree? Tree of life.
Yeah. Dealing with mathematical archetypes and stuff like that, you know?
No. I'm not familiar with that. No, I'm not familiar with that, the Tree of Life. Like I said, I'm going to tell you honestly, 9 times out of 10, if these people put it out in books for you to read, 9 times out of 10 is information, then 9 times out of 10 is false. Or it's like misleading. They're not going to really tell you the truth on how to advance your mind. They're not going to do that. Because then you would be a real threat. You would be competition. And people who are trying to stay on top, people who are trying to rule in the world, people who are interested in mastering themselves, the last thing they're going to do is teach you how to master yourself. Now, is that true or not?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so, you know, that tells you
about your truth. I mean, but you got to start from somewhere. I mean, because even the people that listen to your show, I mean, they got to have a little bit of information to understand some of the stuff you're talking about, you know?
Well, I gave you something to start. I gave you the perfect foundation. I said, focus on speeding up, because you go back and listen, I was terrible in the beginning. I started off, I was really moving slow. I'm a guy and just owned it. I was a little terrible. I was a little thrown off because I was preoccupied with something, so I'm a little slow. But just pay attention when you go back and listen to the broadcast, because I'll make my points, but I'm a little slow in speeding up. But when you focus on the mechanical makeup of you, the magnetic makeup of you, and the mathematical makeup of you, what we refer in the state of mental is the 3M principle. Write that down: mathematical, mechanical, and magnetic. You got that? Write that down. Focus on that. You focus on that, and you focus on altering that and speeding it up. It's very simple on how to speed that up, right? Certain things like exercise, refraining from things, refraining from certain conversations with people, refraining from certain foods, eating lighter, right? Because what that's going to do is that's going to speed up the mechanics of your body. It's going to speed up your heart rate, right, which works on the mathematical rhythm, right, because it beats a certain speed per second, right? It's going to speed up the mechanics. It's going to speed up your magnetic field around your body, right? What you call that mental state is going to attract higher intelligence because you're trying to become better. So you're going to have to alter that 3 stages in just in your lifestyle of, you know, your way of living, and that's going to open you up. See, our people, you know what the problem with our people is? We want to sit up here and read information, but we still want to do the same things. We want to sit up here and read information out of books, but we want to still eat the wrong food. We want to still smoke weed. We want to still drink sodas. We still want to not exercise. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to let go of the old ways of thinking. We don't want to stop being around the same people, because that brings down that 3M principle. That brings down the 3M makeup of us, that mathematic, magnetic, and mechanical makeup of us that brings us down, that lowers it. While these people, the white man, he's trying to speed it up.
Certain books will tell you how to eat, you know, how to think, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But they ain't giving you a holistic view, like what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll give you a little bit, but then they ain't going to give you the whole thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course they're not. They even that little bit probably ain't much of anything, because, like I said, people who are interested in staying on top and staying in control, they're not going to give out the secrets to tuning in and channeling in to something higher to put you on a higher state. They're not going to do that. I wouldn't do that. If I was interested in staying on top, I'm not going to give out the secret. I'm going to be like, you figure it out on your own. I'm just not going to give it out. Our people was too generous in sharing things with people, and you see where it got us. So.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I feel you on that, man, but I'm just saying, some of that you do got to put on the white, man. Like, he did put us under this spell, you know what I'm saying? Like, just answer this question. We did go into bondage, now. At one point in time, the black man and the black woman could not even be with each other. You know what I'm saying? We went through a hell of a fucking spell, and we still up under that. Why do you think the black man and the black woman still can't really relate to each other how we supposed to? Because of that. You know what I'm saying?
That's up to, that's like, on, that's on, that's again, See, let me tell you something. You know, and the higher, and when you think on a higher level, when you think more and more about this, and you think beyond that, you know, submental way of, you know, person, place, and possession, and, you know, in that lower state, and we stop thinking of ourselves as possessions to be owned by persons and places, once we stop doing those three things and whatnot, because all of our experiences in this country go back directly into that, once we stop thinking about that and thinking beyond that, then we start to see where everything that we went through here was our fault. And even if you don't think it is your fault, own it as your fault, because once you own it as your fault, then you can alter it. The minute you keep saying it's the white man, then that means you can't change it. You gave him the power to either change it or keep it the way it is.
I ain't saying, I'm just saying you gotta let's just look at it logically. Like, that did happen. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, it didn't happen like that. That was your fault.
I mean,
some of us just mixed our seed.
They forcefully raped us.
And nobody forced you to. Ain't nobody forced you to do nothing. Like I said, nobody forced anybody. Listen, nobody forced anybody. I'm gonna tell you why. See, this is the thing. They give you this lie about white people going into Africa and taking all these black people. Let me tell you something. You had black people helping them. Okay. They didn't go in there with an army of people and take no black people out of there. They went in and they went to other black people and they got them other blacks to help them. Okay, and when they got over here, when black people got over here, you got a lot of black people. After a while, they became comfortable in that condition, in that system, in that setup.
Like you say, everybody ain't black. So it was the same thing back then. Everybody ain't black. Like right now, I'm talking about me and you. We on the same level. It's a lot of people ain't on that same level. So it was like that back then. Of course, we had some people I know that went on. That's true because it's going on today.
Well, it don't matter about them. They don't matter. Like I said, because if you got a people, you know, no man can alter if you don't want it. If your mind is strong enough to want to succeed in the world or be somewhere, if you want to really be free and you want to alter your situation, if you really desire it, then you will start to alter the situation if you start thinking into the future to alter it. That's the whole thing when I was talking about the 3M mechanics of how we made up of the mathematical, the mechanical, and the I always missed that last third one. And the magnetic, because we have to alter that in the future. Like, for example, if we start now into the future taking control of our diets and what we're listening to and the people we talk and associating ourselves with, and we start cutting them off right now in real time and start altering our future, right by what we're doing now. So if those people said, look, they start planning and plotting, they want to get up out of here and they planning and plotting like that, then a lot of them people left up out of it and they made it happen because they wanted it. But then you got a lot of people who were just satisfied and they wanted to stay there. So like I said, it's always ultimately us that keeps us where we are. It's not nobody else. It's never nobody. It's always us. You know, a lot of people don't want to accept that. Our people don't want to accept that because our people always want to shift the blame. We got to blame the white man. The white man took advantage of an opportunity that we gave him. We gave him the opportunity to take advantage of us. You know what I'm saying? And we still do that today. Who making black men smoke weed and chronic and not drop out of school and not go to school?
That's another thing I wanted to ask you. I hear you talk about weed smoking all the time, but you got to give them a breakdown on that. You know what I'm saying? You got to tell them why. It's not cool. Because
I did a whole broadcast on smoking weed, and you go back in my archives and look, and I told.
I know, but you got some people that say, "Oh, weed, you know, God put it here, you know, weed is."
They're gonna make it. Well, I don't care about them people. They're gonna make excuses. I'm not interested in them. You know, because they're going to make excuses because they want to get high. These people are chemically dependent. They're going to smoke chemicals. That's not even weed they smoking. That's chemicals. All right? So, and they're going to make excuses to get high, so the hell with them. We're not interested. The people who want to be better, they're going to get better. The people who don't, well. Well, brother, I got to go. I got to make answer your last question.
I just be thinking about it from both sides. You know what I'm saying? I feel you. I'm just trying to tell you.
It's only one side, brother. Listen,
man,
brother.
If you give them the right knowledge, you understand? That's all.
Yeah, you give them the knowledge, but like I said, they got to want it. Like I said, I ain't forcing nothing down nobody's throat who don't want it. So, all right, brother, listen, I got to go.
Hey, I see you, brother. You doing your thing, man.
Thank you. All right, let me go ahead and answer these questions. I will regain myself and whatnot from, you know. Let me go ahead and answer these questions. All in all, I think it's been a pretty decent night. So, looking for this link. All right. Looking for the link. Second, let me answer these questions. June 30th, in Brooklyn, New York, State of Mentel's mind evolution class. So, general class every month. So, what does the word science mean? Science is a working order. Is a working order on how the mechanics, a working understanding or a working order on the mechanics of things in the physical realm, right, in the three-dimensional state. All matter, all inner workings of material or matter in the three-dimensional state. That's science. Because when people say, I'm trying to get a science, get the science on how things are, they're trying to get a breakdown, right? Right, they're trying to get a breakdown, whether it's a mathematical breakdown, a mechanical breakdown, you know, a magnetic breakdown. They're trying to get a breakdown on the inner workings of a material possession or something material or a machine or whatever it is, you know, a science, or get an understanding of it. They're trying to get a breakdown. That's getting developing a science on how it works, the order in which it moves, right? The order in which it's structured, right? What is real science? Real science is that which is governed, which governs the universe. Well, ultimately governs, I mean, to say the planet or the solar system. And I said it was that mechanical, magnetic, and mathematical principle, that 3M principle. That's real science. And those three principles of magnetism, mechanics, and mathematics, you will find the true workings or the inner workings of everything in the solar system. That's real science. That is the foundation of everything. That is the building block of everything. It's no spookism, no mystery. Those 3Ms can be found in everything, even to the biological structure and makeup of man and woman, down to the solar structure, or the biological structure of the planet in the solar system, right? And the inner working in the inner sun, just like the solar plex in our chest, just like the sun in the air, it all works in unison. Okay, how does mechanical, magnetic, and mathematical science work within the dimension of time and space? Works like this. Those three principles, those three stages of inner working, right, work within dimensions in time, either on a slow level or on a structured higher level, right? But within those three dimensions, it keeps an orderly working order, right, of checks and balances and systematic rotation. The systematic rotation, just like the turning of a wheel, cogs, and whatever, just like the picture I got up there, the time in which those cogs and those wheels are turned, the magnetic pull on that is just a working order, right, of machinery, right? That's how the planet works, right? That's how your biological makeup works. It's like a machine. Just like a person structures a machine. People structure machines after the working order of the body, because they work off of mechanics, right, which is the mechanism or mechanism that causes the turning or the rotation of the instrument, right, and the magnetism, which causes the pulling and the pulsation of the instrument, and the mathematical, which causes the time in which the pulling and the pulsation is taking place in the instrument, all right? So those are the three science that work within the dimension or the time and space, because it works in a time and a space. All three work in unison in a time and space. Who set the engineering science of this triple M system in place? The Almond beings, the Omni ones, the future ones. They put this in place in the solar system, okay? They put all this in place in the solar system, and man is trying to follow that, and he's trying to master that. That's what the scientists have been trying to master, that 3M, that triple M system. Right, they've been trying to master and beat the triple M system and go into the mental state. You know, they're trying to pull intelligence from the mental state to constantly and continuously try to master that 3M system. Right, I didn't mean to call it a principle. I meant to call it a system, because that's really what it is. Not a principle. It's a system, because it's a systematic working order that was put in motion. Right, to advance himself, advance man? Is there an evolution to the numerical system on Earth? No, there's not. There's no evolution to the numerical system on Earth. It works in a rotation. Like I said, you got 1, you got 10, you got 100, you got 1,000, which follows out as 1 circle 1, circle 2, circle 3. So it works in a continuous rotation where there is no evolution to it. It's a revolution to it or a rotation to it, but there is no evolution. The only evolution is 1, and there is no 2 or 3 after that. That's why I was breaking down mathematics. So let me see. That's it. I answered all the questions. We got 90 seconds, and I'm trying to close out. I don't think I'm going to be able to close with something. You know, I'm trying to find the shortest thing to close with. Again, I apologize for the slow delivery in the beginning. My attention was taken. I am the intellectual Nubian Minkare. This has been State of Mintel Radio. Join us on Monday for another great broadcast. I will be quicker, all right? I'll play a little closing music. Good night. Good night.